I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. In a recently released ranking of the 50 great affordable college towns in the U.S., Monroe comes in at number 33 in the nation. Monroe is the only city in Louisiana to be ranked in the listing. ULM President Nick Bruno says Monroe offers great support to the university.
It does provide opportunities for students seeking a good college experience at a high value to look at ULM in that particular perspective.
Bruno says in these days of rising tuition costs, students consider things like cost of food, housing, utilities, and transportation when choosing where they want to attend college.
They will begin to look at lists such as this one and give consideration to campuses and communities that are on that list.
The list was compiled based on the Cost of Living Index published by the Council for Community and Economic Research. A Delhi man died Saturday morning in a single vehicle fatal crash. Louisiana State Police Troop F responded to Louisiana Highway 132 and Highway 17 at about 8 o'clock Saturday morning. The investigation noted a 2009 Chevrolet Corvette driven by 47-year-old Randall Jinks was traveling east on Louisiana 132 when it failed to stop at a stop sign. Troopers say the Corvette crossed Louisiana Highway 17, drove into a ditch, and struck a dirt embankment. Jinks was reportedly not wearing his seatbelt and suffered fatal injuries. He was pronounced dead at the scene by the Franklin Parish Coroner's Office. A toxicology sample was taken and submitted for analysis. The crash remains under investigation. On the same day that smoking is banned from public colleges and universities, motorists could face a much stiffer penalty if they throw a cigarette butt from a car window. The new law that went into effect Friday increases fines for the intentional disposal of a cigarette butt from a motor vehicle. Marrero Representative Patrick Connick says littering has to stop.
Cigarette butts are the number one litter problem in the country, and people don't think twice when they've been throwing a cigarette butt out of a window or throwing it on a street.
The new law increases first offense fines from $250 to $300 plus community service. Connick says he was inspired to enwrite this legislation after participating in cleanup days in his district.
Along the expressway, along the roadbeds, all you see is cigarette butts. So it's just the way people are thinking that it's not a problem, but it really is a problem.
Also under the new law, third and subsequent offense fines jump from $1,500 plus 80 hours of community service and suspension of your driver's license for up to a year. Top Louisiana State Police officials and the Speaker of Louisiana's House are visiting the Mexican border this week for a security briefing and tour by the Texas Department of Public Safety. Colonel Mike Edmondson has made the trip to the McAllen, Texas area to discuss border security issues before and will again do so beginning today. The State Police Superintendent says illegal drugs, illegal weapons, and immigrants without official permission all affect Louisiana daily. Also on the trip is House Speaker Chuck Cleckley. Cleckley says that besides being Speaker of the House, he represents and lives in Southwest Louisiana, a likely entry for any criminals coming from Mexico through Texas to Louisiana. The KEDM weather forecast, partly cloudy this afternoon with a high in the low 90s. This is KEDM News.